what he shall be discussing today. And I also had a discussion with him yesterday, and I also sent him a response through an email today of what on what he had proposed. We also have an apology of Honorable Ngele, who underwent an operation, so she is still recovering from that and taking it slowly. Honorable Pule is going to be joining us shortly. Those are the only apologies that we have. We will start by adopting minutes.
Honorable Mosefe has moved for the adoption. Any seconder? I second, Chair.
Honorable Zuma has seconded the adoption. The minutes of a meeting of the Portfolio Committee on Transport held on the 4th of March 2014 have been adopted. We then move to the minutes of the 11th of February 2014. We are on page 1, mm-hmm. page 2, mm-hmm. page 3, mm-hmm. and page 4. Mm-hmm. Any mover for the adoption?
Chairperson, I so move for the adoption of the minutes of the 11th of February 2014.
Honorable Suga has moved for the adoption. Is there any seconder?
Chairperson, I second the move of the adoption of the minutes.
Thank you very much. Honorable Mukwepe has seconded the minutes of a meeting of the Portfolio Committee held on the 7th of March 2014. Hereby adopted. Then we move to the minutes of the Portfolio Committee meeting, which was held on the 25th of February 2014. So on page 1, page 2, page 3, and page 4. Can we have a move and a seconder for the adoption of the minutes?
I move, Chair.
Honorable Zuma has moved for adoption. Any second, Honorable Kule?
I second, Chair.
Thank you very much. The minutes of the Portfolio Committee that was held on the 25th of February 2014 have been adopted. Time at which the committee section was able to produce a draft report for us. We are then having time constraints. We are then, I had a discussion with our honorable colleagues on how we were going to approach this as the official opposition. And we agreed that we were going to have the draft report sent to members and allow members to read and come in this meeting having read the report and coming to make proposals, which is why even though Honorable only is not present in the meeting, he has sent his comments to all of us. And I have also responded to him verbally and also yesterday and also in the morning today. And he also we also agreed that Honorable Gromko would advance the argument of the Democratic Alliance in terms of what has to be in the portfolio committee make us a report. I also sent him, Honorable Oli, the amendment, some of the amendments that were coming from myself, which are part of this discussion. I also want to clarify to some of the members, because when we started as a portfolio committee, other members were not part of this portfolio committee, which is why also as part of the proposal of the proposed amendment, I am putting in the report on page 1 a background on what we agreed in terms of how we were going to approach our work, based on the understanding that as much as we are providing oversight in terms of financial accountability, we are also influencing transformation in the country, transformation of transport in the country. And the transformation agenda is therefore driven by party political policies. What then happens when we are dealing with transformation processes is that there would be different viewpoints. The opposition will work hard to do their work of opposition politics, which is to influence and try and push for the implementation of the policies that they strongly believe in, and the ruling party would also do the same and measure the progress and the impact that is being made in terms of the policies and the elections manifesto of the ruling party. That is what happens. And then I am saying in the amendment that on those issues that we agree, we would reflect them as the view of the portfolio committee. And those issues that we do not agree on, we will reflect them as different views of political parties. So if there is a view on which we differ, we would not reflect that in the report as a view of the portfolio committee, but we will maintain that there were differences and this was the view of this particular political party, and we treat the report as such. But I also highlight that on issues that we dealt with, and also those that needed a follow-up by the portfolio committee of the 5th Parliament, and the proposals that I have made are being printed. So we will start with the proposals of Honorable Oli, because those have been printed. Honorable Cronbrook.
Thanks, Chair. The comments you just made about your own inputs, which I accept is completely within your right to add in your thoughts as well. Is that in this document we're looking at, or did I hear you say that they're still being printed? So we'll consider them when, is that today or?
We'll consider that today.
So the printing will be finished today and we'll do it during the course of this morning? Okay.
We'll do it during the course of this meeting.
Yeah.
What is going to happen is that you will notice when we are discussing this report that there are a lot of common areas where there is agreement from our side. And also we will take into consideration proposals of other members. And then we would put those as then the views of the portfolio committee. And areas on which we disagree, we will put those as the views of the political parties that believe in those things, so that we are then able to help the portfolio committee on transport of the fifth parliament to then move forward, having a background understanding of what each political party has proposed on a particular issue. And as the case may be, Honorable Grombrook, what will come out strongly in the views of the ANC is what the ANC believes. And what will come out in the view of the ADA is what the DA believes in, because it is informed by the policy that they have adopted. So I just want us to have that understanding with A. This is how we are going to be approaching our report. Honorable Beck.
Thank you, Chair. I'm a little bit disadvantaged because I hear that Honorable Ollis would have had the privilege to receive copies of the report in time and was therefore able to go through it. As for me, I feel disadvantaged because I've never seen a copy of the report. I'm seeing it for the first time here. As a result, my party's input will definitely be limited, and which I consider to be a disadvantage. I would like to know, Chair, that why, when the copy was dispatched to parties, was it not sent to us as well?
I'm not in a position to answer to that question. I'm not responsible for distributing information. I'm not the support staff.
Chair.
That question can be answered by the committee.
Yes, but I'm expecting you, Chair, to lead to make sure that I get the answer that I'm supposed to get, because as the chair of the committee presiding over this sitting, when a member raises a matter of this nature, it becomes incumbent upon you to check to its chair that why did such a development did not take place. I guess that's courtesy.
I think each and every member has got a right to answer that question and direct it to the relevant structure. And I'm just facilitating a meeting. Honorable Booth.
Chairperson, thank you. My apologies for arriving late. I had a small mishap with my car keys this morning. I wanted to just, talk to this issue that the member is raising here, another member is raising here. I think he's raising a genuine issue that needs to be attended to, or that should have been attended to, because we're almost towards the end of the term. What is quite disturbing for me is that since I arrived in this committee, every other meeting we have a problem with the administration staff and how the secretary handles issues of the committee. I know that I didn't get a copy, even though the chairperson has instructed that we should all get copies, but not from the secretary of the committee. So my take is that this should be a lesson that we must have learned in this committee, that those who are coming back, and if they come back to this committee, there's one thing that we should correct. I don't think that it should be the chairperson's issue in particular, but indeed, as a courtesy, the chairperson would then be able to respond, but I don't think it's this time, because I also did not get it from the secretary. So, and I don't know how I can ask the chairperson to, because the chairperson is raised time and again the issue of the administration of this committee. So it's unfortunate that me and you did not get the copies. I belong to ANC, so it's not necessary. Or my colleague here says she did not also get it from the secretary. So it's an issue, Chairperson, that I'm raising, that we really need to attend. And I don't think that it should be left to be attended in the next the parliament or term. I think you Chairperson, issues that we saw and we observed here, it needs to be addressed now so that we don't have challenges or other people don't have challenges in the future. Thanks, Chair.
Last week, on Thursday, Honorable Ollis contacted me about this issue. And on the same day, I contacted the committee section and instructed them to send copies. I did that. And I did not only send an SMS, I also spoke to them.
Can you just walk around the board, just as a starting?
I also spoke to them. The issue here is that the role of the support staff is to ensure that we get all the documents in time. And in the past, when the DA was represented by Honorable we even took a resolution in this committee of sending a multi-party delegation to the House Chair to complain about the level of service that we were getting from the committee section. And that resulted with the removal of the person who was providing us with services. And in that meeting, we had a multi-party delegation. We were then serviced by a temporal support staff for a very long time in the name of Dineo Martin. And we did not have problems at that time. The only challenge was that Dineo Martin did not have paper qualification. She only had and experience. And as a result, she could not be employed by this institution on a permanent basis. She remained a stand-in secretary. She has since resigned from Parliament. And the post was advertised, and we got this committee secretary, who has been doing her work fairly. I would not want to. She has not done her work well. But the challenge then is that when it comes to issues that we are raising in relation to the area of improvement that she would need to effect, she would not budge. Like, for instance, she's not here to present this to be the one who is actually taking us through the report that she has drafted. This stand-in secretary is not the one who wrote the report. The report was written by the permanent secretary to the committee, who is not here, who did not even explain. I asked her as to, if you are saying there's going to be a stand-in, where are you going to? She said, don't worry, I'll be around. That is what happened. And the process has been frustrating. So I don't know whether Honorable Ollis was able to get his draft report, because the communication between myself and him was also happening through the email, and those emails are accessible. So I don't know. But even Honorable said the complaint that she did not get the report when I met with her yesterday, and we were in the same flight, and we shared what was expected of us in this meeting. So time and again, the committee secretary put us in a situation where we work under pressure and we don't have time, enough time to process it. That is what is going to be.
Chair, I'm also would have liked the appropriate support staff member to be here today. I don't know if I follow why that is not the case. And certainly in the last few meetings, including today, there's been problems that have been referred to. So I think we can agree that those things happened. What I don't really understand is why it's all happening now. I mean, we've had a particular lineup of support staff for quite a while, and there haven't been any problems for quite a long time, not that I could see. But more recently, there's been certainly a number of issues that various members of the committee have referred to, including our today. And I'd just like to ask, are we being told everything? Is there something that we need to know? Is there unhappiness? Is there friction? Are staff planning to resign or seek other employment? What has led to this change of circumstances, which has been quite debilitating to everybody, I'm sure? It hasn't been like this until recently. I just don't know. I don't get the sense I know everything I should know about the situation, about the support staff. It certainly wasn't my experience, you know, 3 months ago and going backwards, that we had this kind of issue to deal with.
Continuing from where I left off, Chair, I guess common sense dictates that Honorable Olis would have received the draft, otherwise what would have informed his proposals? I guess common sense dictates. But I wanted to raise point of progress and say, can we safely agree, Chair, since that as hope we have not received a copy of the draft report, that I would be allowed to submit COOP proposals to yourselves even after this meeting?
I would want to first respond to what Honorable Bromberg has said. Honorable Bromberg, this frustration is not on my side. It was only that 3 months ago. It is something that has been happening since this committee secretary came in.
I was getting worried, Chair, I'm sorry to come in, because I came late, so I thought probably I'm the one who came with the problem.
No. It is something that has been happening. Like for instance, Honorable Trump, you would understand that there was a time where we had a pile of meetings, of minutes, that we had to adopt, dating back to times where we had already forgotten what it is that we had discussed. And we discussed that. Also, the report on the study tour, on oversight, were not processed immediately. And if you were to check on how fast we produce a report of the study tour to China, wherein we had a different secretary, the one that I say did not have the paper qualification, but she had an experience. We were able to produce that report within 4 weeks after we had undertaken the study tour to China. But in terms of the oversight report that we undertook in July and another one in November last year, we only came across those reports this year. And under normal circumstances, some of the issues that we would have wanted in the report, we would have forgotten. And that is not an effective way of serving a committee member. The fourth issue that we had discussed in this committee in terms of the support that we are getting from the secretary is the effectiveness in informing members well in advance when we are going somewhere. we had a very, very frustrating experience in Durban in the launch of the Bridge City, where we had to go up and down because our committee secretary had not planned together with the parliamentary liaison officer from the department for her to be able to coordinate our travelling arrangements. When we were on the study tour to Prasa, when we were coming from Niger back to O.R. Tambo, very time the spacing of meetings was not allowing us to engage and discuss all the issues that we wanted to. We would receive a presentation and we did not have time, enough time to ask questions, and we had actually sat down and talked about that, and but there was no change. But the most embarrassing situation was for members to arrive at the airport and discover that their flight has not been confirmed. And during that time, Dineo Martin, who was serving this committee as assistant secretary to the secretary, did go with the members to the airport to ensure that they were able to, everything was in order. And when we were there, we didn't know who the travel agent was and how to change our flights and make alternative bookings. If Dineo had not taken it upon herself to actually do that, some of the members would have been stranded at the airport.
Well, she was sleeping at that time.
Yes. And also she had her phone switched off. So it's not something that has started now. Even the drafting of this report, she came to me and said she can't write this report because it is about the political issues. We must write it ourselves. And I then said she must go and tell that to her manager, that she's not going to do her job. She's asking me to do the job. And I will also tell the house chaplain that the committee, the support staff that is supposed to give us the service, is telling me that this committee must write its own report without her help. And then the following week, she then told me that there was going to be a stand-in, and she did not tell me where she was going to. And then the next time I saw a copy of a draft report on my desk. Even this morning I phoned her, she did not pick up the phone.
Chair, thanks for that. You will appreciate that I'm in a similar situation to Honourable Pula, in that although I've been here longer than she has, I haven't been as long as you have. So I haven't necessarily experienced all the things that you've experienced. So I leave it with you then, and how the committee wants to resolve the situation. On a lighter note, I can tell you, you haven't had the most embarrassing experience. The most embarrassing experience that ever happened was on the tourism committee when we had an oversight visit to Mexico. The tourism committee forgot to organize the visas. Now, that's the one committee that shouldn't do that. So, yeah, these things do happen. And, I don't know how you want to take the meeting forward. I personally would like to get stuck into this draft legacy report. But, yeah, you're the chair, sir.
Honourable Chairperson, thank you very much. I think the problem started when I arrived, even before yourselves, because I was in another committee, public safety administration, and later to sports, and subsequently to this committee. I think that's when the problem started, not yourselves, committee dinner and honorable member. But nevertheless, Chairperson, I think what we are trying to say here is to prepare much more smarter in the forthcoming fifth parliament. Yeah. We are not discussing because we want to pull down a person. But what we are saying, the management of these committees, in particular the staff, surely they should see to it better training is given to them, not taking for granted, because again, you might have your qualifications, a degree or a diploma, but surely the systems in Parliament should respond to committees with their chairpersons. So a particular training or an induction should be conducted to avoid these teething problems. Now, fortunately, it's not only this committee per se. Even in sports, we did encounter such problems, tourism and so on. So I'm saying we need to improve on the material conditions and the skilling of people of how systems work. Because sometimes you might get a feeling that some of our officials pretend as if they are honorable members. That's why they are unable to do the work that they are supposed to do. You know, all of them, not necessarily the secretary, including the researcher. They must know their brief so that we get quality work. So this is a package of all staff members so that you avoid this problem that you put us in today. That's my way forward, Chairperson. Thank you.
Thanks very much. I am very happy today because we are discussing this issue as the issue that affects the portfolio committee. And also, we are not pushing that this issue to be the issue of the chairperson of the portfolio committee. We are looking at what is happening in relation to how it affects our work. And I want to appreciate that today we are discussing this issue in the same way that we discussed it when the DA was represented by Honorable Stuart Farr, which resulted with us having a multi-party delegation to go and raise this issue with the House Chairperson and also have a House Chairperson making a follow-up on how to address this issue, which then resulted with us getting this secretary. And I think that we would then need also to have a paragraph on our legacy report, which recommends on the, which talks about our support services and how then we experience that and the recommendations that we are making in relation to the support services that are given to portfolio committees. And if we fail to do that, that problem will not go away. So my proposal is that we should have a heading in our report which speaks to the effectiveness of the support system to the portfolio committee. Like I was looking today at this file and I was very much appreciative of it, and the first question that I asked is that how does it happen that on the last day of our portfolio committee, we are then given this file, which is a very good thing to do, but it happens on the last day. Before that, we would not get this. Even the issue of getting documents on time, that we have been preaching since we started, we only get documents on the day of the meeting, when we are actually supposed to get the documents latest on Thursday because we go away on Fridays. And if we are then taking into consideration that we have party caucuses which inform what we come to discuss here, we should that approach should then be respected. The last thing is that I would want to respond to what Honorable Mbele has said. I think it will depend on how we treat this, that maybe we could find little space, either we defer the adoption of the report today, we discuss what is available, and then try and find another a little space during the course of this week to actually input those to allow those that did not, that are seeing the report for the first time today, to go and maybe consult with their political parties and refer to those people. Honourable Comrade.
Thanks, Chair. I think that would make the Democratic Alliance happy, because we would share Honourable Bailey's concerns, but for different reasons. This report goes right back to May 2009, and I've been here, what, the last year or so? So I would particularly would welcome the opportunity to speak to Stuart Farrer and just get his input. And of course, the Shadow Minister is not here, Ian Hollis. So the devil's in the detail. When you say this week, are we talking tomorrow or Thursday after caucus? Friday, for me, it's a problem. I don't know where this problem for others. Can you give us some idea when this might happen, and then we might have to just jump around a bit?
I think that is the decision that has to be discussed by all of us as to what would be the suitable day for us, so that we can then make an application for us to meet on that particular day. Friday will also be a problem for me. Honourable Bank.
From my side, I'm quite content with the proposal you're making, Chair. I think Thursday would be advisable, Thursday after caucus, just for about an hour or two.
Sorry, Chairperson, I was just out.
No, we were talking about the fact that looking at the whole scenario, it seems like it would be difficult for us to follow the rules that we had agreed on, to say that today we will consider the input and then adopt the report with amendment, and then ensure that members get the copies of the amended report latest by tomorrow, because most of the members did not get the draft report. We are then forced to say, let us discuss what is here today and allow those members to consult their political parties and in terms of their report, and then bring those recommendations back, and we make the amendments, we agree on the amendments, and then we adopt our report, which then means that we would need to find time during this week, maybe to spend an hour or two considering those amendments. The challenge that we have is that the whole week is a three-line week.
Chairperson, is an ideal proposal to meet on Thursday, but you see, on Thursday, the whole day is packed, starting from 8 o'clock. Well, some provinces will be meeting as their caucuses as the last day. There's a national caucus, and in the afternoon, and also, there's a caucus, the national caucus of the AC at 10 until half past 12. And then the plenary starts at 2 until half past 5, around half past 5 on Thursday. And remember, there are farewell speeches that will lead to something else. I am not sure whether is it possible to meet between half past 5 and 6 just before people leave. Otherwise, there will be serious problems.
Honourable Suka is correct, and all parties caucus at the same time, and they're all part of the same plenary. But I would have thought that we could maybe discuss some of these issues in principle now, get a mandate from our various parties, and then schedule a very sort of business-like and professional meeting. That's the only item on the agenda, say from 1:45 to 1:45. So that's 1 hour. Because we would have gone through it now, and then it's just a question of tying up a few loose ends. And as you said in your opening remarks to the meeting, if we can't agree, we can simply say there was a minority opinion. And that's absolutely fine. It's going to be like that in some instances. We mustn't be afraid of saying that. I think the idea of meeting after 5:30 is problematic because of those people at early morning meetings, as you might have, as I do, in KwaZulu-Natal on Friday morning, you really can only get that 5:30 flight. So that's going to be a problem. I mean, I'd have to leave a 4:15, but I actually feel if we talk about this now, I can't speak for the other parties, obviously, but looking at your document, it's not that long. Ian Ollis's amendments are not that long. The report itself is not that long. We can spend the time productively. We can probably iron out many of the issues that require a mandate, and in a one-hour meeting, do it between the caucus and the plenary.
I think, Chair, we're in agreement. There's no one who's opposing the whole idea of engaging the document now. The document must be engaged and engaged at length. However, I agree with the first part of what Honorable Kromboka said, that we can have some one-hour business-like and business-managed meeting where we just fine-tune and put the inputs or submissions that would have not been part of this discussion, particularly for those who would not have read the report before.
May I ask that would it be a transmit if we arranged that on Thursday after caucuses we then have a working lunch?
Yes, I wanted to suggest.
Okay. Okay.
No, from our side, we're okay with the proposal.
Can we then ask the Inland Committee Section Group here? They arrange that we have a meeting in a committee room that is closer to the National Assembly, and also provide us with lunch from our budget so that we then have a working lunch. Thank you.
I want to assist the committee section. E249 is an ideal or G26. Either of the two venues. They are much closer. Ning assist the app. Please take us closer. E249, priority first, G26. And then E249.
I must admit, Chair, that it's for the first time today that Honorable Suga said a revolutionary statement.
I just want to ask what where does a cope learn that vocabulary from? A cope man, yes. Or revolution. Because it is not in the vocabulary of a cope. I listened to the launch of the manifesto. They didn't get revolutionary about the manifesto. It was a public relations kind of an exercise. The joke. Okay, can we then move to the? Do members now have the copies of the draft? No, the draft report, the main report from the committee section. Okay. Then can we then start with the input? Honorable.
Chairperson, I'm proposing that can we get 10 or 15 minutes so that we must go through.
Yes, because there are members who have just seen this now. We can then spend about 20 minutes allowing them to speak.